For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More lava fissures have opened up on Hawaii's Big Island, bringing the total to 18. And there's more warnings of a possible volcanic blast that could send ash up to 12 miles away. Hawaii's Police Department spokesman Alan Richmond says residents are very nervous.
That's the fear factor. And, of course, the Hawaii Police Department, our job is to serve and protect. So we are doing everything that we can in the areas down around the vents in the Puna District to keep people safe, keep people out of there, and make sure that the gases aren't a continuing threat, although they will be at the top or the bottom.
More than 2,000 people remain evacuated since the original eruption on May 3rd, which sent lava flows through residential neighborhoods. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Preparations continue for next month's summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week that dealing with Pyongyang can be an ongoing process.
I think that we will at least see whether the decision on North Korea's part to give up nuclear weapons is something that they're prepared to carry through on. Then other discussions could occur. I don't think anybody believes you're going to sign the complete ending of the nuclear program in one day.
An offhanded comment leaked from a White House staff meeting is causing problems. An aide said the opinion of Senator John McCain doesn't matter because he's dying anyway. Fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham asked on CBS's Face the Nation, should the president apologize?
John McCain can be criticized for any political decision he's ever made or any vote he's ever cast, but he's an American hero. And I think most Americans would like to see the Trump administration do better in situations like this.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president is paying tribute to mothers. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
President Donald Trump today released his Mother's Day message.
It's a special opportunity to thank all of the mothers and grandmothers in our lives. Since the earliest days of our republic, America's strength has come from the love and courage and devotion of our mothers. They helped us gain our independence. Through their grit, determination, and incredible spirit, they pioneered the West and settled the frontier. During World War II, America's mothers helped build the greatest arsenal for democracy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Another foodborne illness along the East Coast is getting bigger. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
You've probably heard about the romaine lettuce scare. Well, now a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs is spreading, according to federal health officials who say 35 people in multiple states are ill, at least 11 hospitalized with complications. The number of salmonella cases, a dozen more, since the first recall notice was issued a month ago for eggs from Roseacre Farms that were sold in Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. About 207 million eggs were recalled because of the outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.